Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Into Conversations with the Queen, where we have a conscious and holistic approach to life and self-improvement. We often focus on psychological, spiritual, and emotional balance, but discuss any and everything that pertains to bettering ourselves. So, on today's show, we will be discussing discussing the womb detox featuring Queen of Four. But before we get into that, I would like to invite you to visit conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com, where you can catch exclusive articles and information that pertain to the show. Also, don't forget that if you miss a show, you can always check us out here on the archives at blogtalkradio.com/109-9PennStation. And also check out our fan page on Facebook, which is facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen. I hope everybody had an amazing weekend, as I did. The yoga pose for this month is the Garland pose. And the benefits of this pose is that it stretches the ankles, the groins, and the torso. It also tones the belly as well. And there are many other wonderful benefits to adding this yoga position into your yogic practice. So definitely check that out on conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com. There'll be much more information about how you can use the actual pose in your everyday life. All right. Awesome. All right, our weekly affirmation for this week is, I am fortified with strength and energy. I am strong enough to handle all stress that comes my way. I am filled to the brim with joy, happiness, peace, and love. All good things draw to me, and I create an oasis of beauty in the midst of hardship. I am a creatress, mighty and powerful is my will. Ashe. All right, you can check out weekly affirmations like that and many more on conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com. So I know we're all excited, and I definitely am, to get to the show. So let's bring on Queen of Four. Queen of Four, are you on the line?
I am totally here with you. Thank you.
Peace. How are you?
Peace. Fine. Your voice is just as soothing. I go to a deep meditation.
Thank you.
Good to be with you again.
Yes, and we're so glad to receive you here, and thank you for, you know, being with us in this, talking about this wonderful, wonderful topic. I mean, a lot of sisters were excited to hear that you were going to be speaking on this.
Oh, wonderful. Well, this is the center of the core of our existence is our womb. So you just, you know, I can start. Have you want me to go forward and share my experience with womb wellness, womb healing?
Definitely. We're ready to start.
Okay. Okay. Well, the topic is, what's growing inside of you, your womb? Well, everything. Everything wonderful. Everything invigorating. Everything positive. Everything whole. Everything good and glorious is growing inside of your womb. But also, what also may be growing in your womb is every pain, every hurt, every wound, every statement said, every intercourse, every rejection, every hit, every shout, every toxic food, everything is also growing inside. And so that is growing inside. We have a choice to magnify what's growing good in the womb, or we can magnify what's growing toxic in the womb. It's a daily choice. From everything you do, from the time you wake up, it's affecting your womb center. What you do by midday and what you do by sunset and what you do even in your rest time. So we want to become womb conscious. We want to awaken the womb. And there are three womb centers that I am speaking of. Palms together, everyone who's listening in. And the palms together represents you just connecting to your divinity, your power. So you place your palms in prayer pose over your first eye, for some understand, or your third eye, right above your eyebrows. And right in that center is your seat of your conscious and subconscious state. So what you think, and this is the prayer, breathe in deep. And exhale out as your palms, your pose, your prayer pose is over your forehead, and you say, I'll say and you recall, you'll respond. Awaken the womb of my mind. For what I think, I create, I birth. Breathe in deep. And exhale and place now your prayer pose palms right in your heart center, right between the breasts. And now breathe in deep, inhalation in, and long exhalation out, and repeat, awaken the womb of my heart. For what I feel, I birth, I create. Breathe in really deep. And now place your palms and create a pyramid shape or a triangle shape. And then allow the thumbs to be at the top of the belly button, right? And you can rest the thumbs into the belly button. And then in a Merkut or triangle shape, you're going to rest your palms over your physical womb center. So on the left hand, you're holding your left ovary in your hand. And on the right hand, you're holding your right ovary in your hand. And right in between the very center of this triangle shape, this Merkut, there is a line that's a cord that's going from you right into the center of the earth, your fallopian tube. And everything is body, mind, and spirit. So spiritually, your womb center is energy is going down into the earth and pulling out of the soil the zinc, potassium, calcium, magnesium, and such, pulling out all of the minerals in the earth spiritually, emotionally, and bringing them right into your spirit physical womb center. And now we say, awaken my seat of creation, for what I think and what I feel, I birth through my seat of creation. And today I birth womb wellness. Today I birth a new world of divine order in body, mind, and spirit. We women folk are powerful. We receive life, we hold life, we protect life, and then we birth this life. And that life that we birth, whether it be vision or our children, we birth ourselves into that life, who we are, what we are, how we feel, what we deny ourselves, what we give to ourselves, we birth. Of course, who gives us this life that supports the life? It comes together between the masculine and the feminine energy. It comes together and brings us life. But we are the primary carriers and the primary nurturers of that life growing. So in order to carry our life forward, we have to nurture, nurture, nurture. And there is a glyph that will help. Is actually, I'm going to go three glyphs or images to help to heal what's growing inside of your uterus. But first, let's identify what's growing inside of us that we're going to heal up. We're going to start some of our healing. Some of you, I believe, already started your healing. That's why you have an interest. And you're starting to see some miracles, natural, holistic miracles happen in your womb center. You're starting to get rid of issues that are in the wombs and in our tissues. And so if you, I'm going to go through, and this is coming out of Sacred Woman, it's the womb wellness profile. And so if your menstrual flow is 5, 6, 7 days, sometimes 2 weeks or more, you are hemorrhaging. And what in your life that you are losing? You're losing, blood is your life force. So you reflect, if I'm bleeding that much, what am I actually losing emotionally, psychologically, spiritually? What is leaving my body? It's life. And that is a reflection. That is a meditation. And when you take time to be still, you can hear, because I'm going to call out all the different issues. But as I call them out, I want you to write down that one or two issues or maybe more that you may be going through. And what we're going to do in this meditation, you're going to apply that to any of the womb issues that you have. And behind that womb issue is an emotional occurrence. Behind that womb issue is a relationship. Behind that womb issue is a conversation. Behind that womb issue is hurt feelings backed up that what if not worked through, if not processed, if not cried out, if not purged out, that it grows into a heavy bleeding from maybe 4 days to 7 days to 10 days, or it grows from a occasional vaginal discharge to a daily vaginal discharge. So you need a pad because mucus is constantly coming out vaginally, what's growing inside of us. Or you may you may conceive and not be able to go full term. Or you may keep attracting toxic mates to your womb center. You got to go back. You got to go inside and reflect and say, what's going on really behind these womb issues that I'm having? And they keep reoccurring. So the message keeps coming back to us. What am I doing? What do I need to do? Because just the question that you have in your meditation, right behind that question is an answer. So let's go in just on the bleeding, and I'm going to carry from here. When we do the heavy bleeding, we're hemorrhaging, right? And so over time, if not addressed, by the time you're 30 years old, you've been doing this bleeding since a teenager, that you're now growing a cyst. And cyst, as you grow into your latter 30s, the cyst becomes a fibroid tumor. You might have it removed, and you might have a myomectomy, partial removal, but it may still come back again. So the goal is to go to the root, the root. Go to the root of the issue, and let's begin to wash it out, release it out, pray it out, pass it out, let it pass away. What's growing inside now? Heavy bleeding and clotting. So go into your heart center. That's where it begins, in the heart. What did they say? When was it said? Was there something that was said that damaged you when you was a little girl, and you never got over it, and it started to form you and shape you, and it held on with you as you had your first flow, and that flow reflected those 2-5 years of what was said when you was a 7-year-old little girl, when you were 4, when you were 10, and it shows up in your uterus right to that point of the release. And that point, you're now in the bed cramping and rolling in the bed, or maybe throwing up, or just feeling so nauseous, or just being angry. That was an accumulation of pain that you was carrying from a child, that you didn't speak out, you didn't know how to process. People said things to you. They just thought you was a little child. They yelled at you. All of that you held on to. And now you couple that with the so-called comfort foods that really don't give comfort, that ice cream and those cookies. It looks like it's just so innocent. And what is that going to grow? Physically, it's going to help to feed that tumor cyst. Emotionally, that hurt, that resentment helps to feed it, and that grows in. And then as you mature, it continues to grow, and then you start to get not only one issue, but 2 and 3, and then you get the STDs, and it goes on and on. So from menstrual bleeding, you take that heart and open up the heart like a flower. You breathe into your heart, and you breathe out. The flower opens up. The light comes to the throat, seat of communication. You begin to connect to what your womb is saying to you. Your womb is talking to you. She has a voice, and she can speak. Ask her. Take the light of what she's going to say to you and bring that light energy from your heart to your throat, up into your brow. And I say, open up the door to your consciousness and go into the garden. Be still. Go inside deep. And ask your womb, what is she saying with the womb issue? What is she trying to say to you? Life is speaking. Go within. Be still. Breathe deep. Get quiet. Still your heart. And now she'll tell you. Listen. Breathe in and breathe out. And listen. Ask, what do you say to me? And she may say to you, I want to rest. You're too sexually active. I didn't like him. He was toxic. He would say different things to you. She said, you need to heal. Stop eating all those poisonous foods. Tell your parents how you really feel. Tell them in love so you can let that pain go from us. Okay, different things will come for different ones. Once you open up that gateway, you start to journal, and you just see so much to tell you. It's like a friend saying, oh, grandma, trying to meet you. Oh, I went through so much in my life. I got so much to tell you, like your best friend when you were a little children. You grew up, and you said, oh, you know what happened to me in 19 and 20, 2000. So the woman's like that. She's excited to tell you so much and what to do about it and how to process. It's just a beautiful union coming together within yourself. You will feel so empowered. It happened for me. I mean, that's enough to talk with such conviction. My womb conversation that truly changed my life and turned me to this work, really turned me in. I was always in healing for the family and for, well, women and men, the young and the old, the children, the babies, born and unborn. But when my mom spoke to me, she got my full attention because she never, and once she started to speak, she never quit. She never stopped. She never let up. So the first time I actually heard her speak to me is it was on a Friday afternoon about 10 minutes after 4. And I felt this pressure just like bam, in the center, and I got sleeping. I said, oh, my goodness, what am I going to do? Something's going on in here, and I'm not sure what's happening here. And I didn't know about having a prolapsed womb, but I knew there was a heavy pressure, and I felt like it was going to come out. And I just grabbed my womb center like I'm going to hold it from outside in. And I took a deep breath, and that's when she began to speak. She said, go upstairs, go lay down. And as she was speaking to me, I was moving. She said, I didn't start questioning, like, what is this? I'm not crazy. I heard, and I listened. I went upstairs to the next floor. It was the first floor I was working on. I saw 30 clients plus that week, and I was overloaded with people's pain. That's what the womb, she started talking to me and telling me. And I laid down. She said, put your feet up against the wall. She didn't say 45 degrees, but I put my feet up against the wall with my back flat down, 45 degrees. Blood started rushing down. Oxygen started rushing down for rescue, like a rescue remedy, into the womb. Then she began to give me the conversation. She said, you need to rest. You're overloaded. You have womb toxicity. You've accumulated too much pain from everybody's pain and everyone's problems, and you're going to have to let it go. You're going to have to let it go now. And so then after about, it must have been an hour later, and I came out of there, tears rolling down, like, oh, my gosh, I just met a great friend who really confided in me and told me and told me what to do. And so from that point on, I did go away. I went away. I took 6 months to really focus in because, you know, at that point I'm in my 40s. So it's all these years that have come and gone, and I didn't give my womb that kind of attention that she really required of me. But those 6 months, the whole story around that, but I was working on the second woman's book. That was when everything downloaded, the 25 womb meditation techniques, the 25 womb yoga poses, and the breath prompt to accompany it, and the language that she was speaking for each of those poses. And then she introduced me to the 9 scroll, the womb scroll, and the ancient guardians that protect the womb, and the colors that we meditate, and the inner guardian that you call for, and the prayers that came out of it. It just went on and on. And then I started teaching it and talking about it further, and then I had some clients that gave me some of their poetics about that kind of conversation that opened them up to hear their womb on a whole other level, which that recording is recorded and etched in the pages of Sacred Woman, A Guide to Healing Within the Body, Mind, and Spirit. So it's about womb talk, and maybe by now you might have heard a word from your womb. A few words, you might have gotten a symbol, and that symbol, that word, is all you need to get you started to having a healthy relationship and to go inside of your womb and say, what's growing inside of me? And if it's not love, and if it's not joy, and it's not peace, and it's not harmony, then it must be something other than that. And what that is, illness, pain, suffering, confusion, madness, it's time for the womb's detox. And I'll continue to go. I just don't want to talk too much, over much.
No, we have 1 hour and 6 minutes left on the live.
Wonderful.
Also, you can keep going. I'll let you know when it's time for our commercial break and to open up the line.
All right, my beloved. Okay, so now, thank you. Now, being connected, that's the first thing you're looking at. How does a woman diagnostic work? She does it by knowing how many days she's having her menstrual flow. And so you want to actually keep a record of it. And I have on page 72 to page 74 a profile of what's going on with your womb. You want to get the book, you want to make a copy of it, you want to keep records of what's going on. So the next 12 weeks, you're going to go through such a magnificent womb detox. So I'll go through it. If you have, this is going to change, and I'm going to go from there into some of the techniques to detox the womb, and then the formulas that I have put together for you to help you fully detox your uterus so that you can take your womb into your hands and to your heart, and to your spirit, and to your mind, and totally repair her. She does not have to suffer. Okay, so what are some of the other issues along with the heavy breathing and climate, we're going to bring you down to 2 or 3 days of a menstrual flow, okay? The menstrual cramping, so we're going to release that. The heavy menstrual bleeding and clotting. The chronic TMS and the unnecessary mood swings. And the vaginal itching and the burning. And the chronic vaginal odor and the vaginal discharge and vaginitis. The vaginal sores and medically diagnosed vaginal cysts. Candida, painful intercourse because the actual uterus is prolapsed from a prolapsed colon and bladder. Inability to experience orgasm. It's just womb is toxic and filled with congestion and mucus. Frigidity, sexually transmitted disease, sexual abuse, toxic partners, how to keep them clean. Clean them out, too, along with you. As you heal, your partner will heal with you. Infertility, toxemia during pregnancy, difficult childbirth, miscarriages, abortions. As a form of birth control, we're just out of tune. We need healing. Hot flashes, vaginal dryness, medically diagnosed hormonal imbalances, irritability, night sweats as you're going to menopause. It doesn't have to be a time of death and worn, broken woman. It's a time of total attunement. Oh, my goodness. I must talk about that later on. And then you have the headaches that may come in, pelvic inflammatory disease, blocked fallopian tubes, endometriosis, hysterectomy intervention is what we're talking about, genital prolapse. That's what happened to me. Genital prolapse. I had to pull my uterus back up. Oh, I said, oh, no, I'm not about to lose you. That's not happening because right after that it's about a hysterectomy conversation. We're not having it. And then the uterine cancer. So these are some of the womb issues that take place in our tissues. And then you have the hit-and-run lovers. And then you have the broken heart, the promises that weren't kept. All of that translates into the spiritual heart of the womb. And then that, then over time, it becomes a physical womanifestation of what is going on in your heart and in your mind. And so it's about time now to take ourselves into a womb detox. This is coming out of the care of the womb. But I want to, I'm in this book now, and I'm looking at, looking for Langston Hughes. Langston Hughes, I have him speaking in here, and I'm relating it to the womb. But as I'm finding, I want to give you an affirmation to charge your womb. And this affirmation, just rub your hands together, get some energy going in your hands. I want you to breathe it. And this is going to help to detox the spirit of the womb because you've got to get to the heart of her. And then once you rub your hands together, separate your palms a few inches away, and you're going to feel this energy, this force field in your hands. It's always there. We have a force field around us all the time, but just to feel it and to connect. That force field is your healing power. Take those hands, and place over your physical womb. One hand there and one hand over your heart. And I want you to say this, affirming her up, my womb is sacred, so is my life. My womb is divine, so is my life. My womb is whole, so is my life. My womb is radiant, so is my life. My womb is peaceful, so is my life. My womb is balanced, so is my life. My womb is forgiving, so is my life. My womb is renewed, and so is my life. Breathe in deep. Bless your womb. Bless your heart. Bless your womb mind. Bless your seat of creation. Give thanks and praise for a peace-filled womb. This is Psychic Spiritual Surgery, what we're doing. Womb is just like bubbling, happy. She's saying, finally, you're giving me this type of attention. I've been needing this. But we didn't know. No one told us. Our mothers didn't tell us because they didn't know what to do for themselves. And some mothers, it's real deep. They don't tell their daughters anything. And some mothers have hysterectomies in silence and say, I'm going to go away to visit someone for a few days and then have a hysterectomy, come back. Everything's normal. No conversation because we're taught to be ashamed, to be embarrassed, to not talk about what's going on down there. know what's going on in there, with a smile. I want to know. Inquiring minds want to know for balance. When I was a teenager, I was a complete artist. And, you know, I was working on my resume and made me reflect all the art that I was doing. And I didn't start as a healer. I started as an artist. But, you know, I consider that healing art. I danced and I sung and I had a dance company and I danced at the Metropolitan Opera and this opera called Aida. And I danced with Ola Tunji's dance company, and I auditioned for this group called the Demigods. It was performers, actors, singers, dancers who, if you get into the company, you were taught every type of everything in art, from writing your own play to acting to singing to dancing to instruments to, you know, to all forms of art, singing, so on. So my world was there. This healing got a hold of me because I was sick at the same time. I had all, you know, I had chronic womb issues. I would, every month I'm throwing up, I'm in pain, I'm bleeding heavy. I remember 5-6 days of bleeding and clotting, and I would take my aspirin, my painkiller, and I would still want to die. You know, I said, oh, so this is what it is to be a woman? Can I be 45 and be done with this? You know, as a teenager, that's how I'm thinking. But I didn't know what to do. I didn't have any information, and nobody knew what else to do. And I was going to the doctor, and the doctor was clueless on what to do with me but to give me some painkillers, so here we are. But one of the things I did while I was doing going through all of that with my womb, in my dance company that I had, I used to always dance to Langston Hughes' his poetry. And so this poem stayed with me, and I translated this poem as what the womb is actually experiencing or could experience. So I'm going to put the light on it. And this is from A Dream Deferred. I'm going to change it a bit because it says, does it dry up your dreams like a raisin in the sun or fester like a sore and then run? Or does it stink like rotten meat? Maybe it sags like a heavy load, or does it explode? So then I rewrote it. This is my interpretation based on the womb. And it says this, does she dry up like a raisin in the sun? And the drying up is happens by the time a woman's 40, 45 years old. She doesn't have enough fluids in her body. She's dehydrated. And so she can't even have intercourse because it's a painful experience. And she just needs to drink more and become more fluid and take more soaks and be more live food, and then her body and her fluids are flowing. So does she dry up like a raisin in the sun, or fester like a sore? So that sore, then these, when women have it, they itch and they burn. I remember itching and burning, you know, it was just like, what a story. Does she run? So that's the vaginal discharge. Or does she stink like rotten meat? So if you eat flesh and junk and dairy, you're going to have a vaginal odor. So, or maybe she just sags. So that's when the womb prolapses because the colon is impacted, the stomach is distended, the colon is impacted, which is the average woman. By the time she's 30, she has a distended abdomen, all the muffin tops, more the fast food. This is the fast food nation time, and everybody's grabbing and going. And that food is dropped into the colon, and that colon then becomes weighted down, and much of the waste is not passed out through the system. So it just drops down and hangs on the bladder. And over time, the colon and the bladder just drops down on the uterus and now pushes the uterus out. And so as women get older, they're told to get surgery and have a net put in, like a stocking, and pull that uterus up. What a story. Now they have this whole thing, this campaign, the Lord is saying on television, if you have the net, you know, to hold up your uterus and you're having issues with it, then you might be able to sue. But what's going on with your uterus? Are you still not well? And so it's a mess that's happening. So when she just says she sags like a heavy load, or worse, does she explode? Now, that's very deep. I remember there was a sister who worked on my book, Overcoming an Angry Vagina, Journey to Womb Wellness. That's the second book every woman needs to have in her womb library, her library. And she worked with me for 2 weeks to as one of the editors to get this work done. And she went back to London, and the book had to be released in London at a certain time. So she had to come all the way here and work on it and make sure everything was up to speed and then leave. And as she was leaving, I put together the kit, the 21-day detox kit. I put together this kit, these formulas, the Green Life Nutritional Formula, to help to repair her, just in case, you know, go ahead and start taking it from her. I wasn't talking about her womb, per se. And I gave her the Woman's Herbal Formula. I gave her the Rejuvenation Clay. I gave her the Breath of Life. I gave her the Colonizer Herbal Active. All womb works, right? All this contains in the womb detox kit. And she took it home, and 2 weeks later, she calls me up. She just got back home from the hospital. She said, when I got home, I got this pain in my uterus, and it was excruciating. I called the ambulance because I couldn't even hardly get to the door. I called to the door to open up the door for the hospital, for the emergency to pick me up. So the ambulance picked her up in a stretcher, brought to the hospital, and they couldn't do anything for her. They gave her morphine. I'm just a heavy painkiller, and sent her home. And she, what happened was her tumor bursted all around her uterus. It bursted, and she had a tumor for years. So how did that tumor burst? Well, she started cleansing, but she didn't have her formulas. She wasn't even taking her formulas to help to support her. And so she came home, and those formulas were sitting in the house, and she grabbed a hold of them. Put the clay pack on, drink the green light, drink the clay water, started to juicing and eating well and coming off the dairy, all those things that grow a chronically sick womb. And she's been good ever since. And I've been here. And there's another woman who called me up, and she said that, you know, all this mucus and just so much clotting started pouring out of her when she started to do a womb detox. So when you're carrying all this waste in your uterus for years and you start to flush, you need hands-on some help to do it by yourself as unnecessary. And you won't, the doctors won't be able to figure out what's going on with you. So they'll just give you a painkiller. They may say, you know, we have to do emergency hysterectomy. And, you know, that's in Europe, many of the women are getting hysterectomies in their 20s. And it's really like you have to wait till you're 40 or 50, you have some time. No, you got to start now. Once you put in the upper mouth, which is really what you're thinking is what you're eating. So when you eat that pizza, you really want something to keep you warm, or you want, when you take dairy, it's all about you want to be nurtured. That's what the dairy is. When you're taking sweets, a lot of artificial sweets, you just want some kindness in your life. When you're taking a lot of starch, you want fulfillment. You're looking for things to work out, working out. So when you're eating, just be mindful that it's emotional, it's psychological, and it's connecting to the what's going on in the womb. So those are just words to the wise. As we go a bit further into the womb care, the womb care, and this is the care of the womb, and this is in Chapter 4 of Sacred Woman. I'm going to just call out the aspects. There are 7 here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, yes? So you can write these down and begin to incorporate them into your life. As you're taking your formulas, you'll be taking your formulas along with it, because one side is lifestyle. So I'm going to give you some lifestyle tips. And then on the other side are the formulas to help to support that lifestyle. So no matter what the issue is, every woman everywhere in the whole world, in every family, needs to go through a womb detox. That is common ground. Because between the intercourse from toxic mates, between the hit-and-run lovers, between the fast-food congested wombs, between the results of that with the clotting and the bleeding and the endometriosis and all of that, all women need to go. And just if your mother's gone through any womb trauma, then you, even if you have not have any womb issues now, they're going to come as you mature because it's in the bloodline. So in order to not have it happen,
Hello. Looks like the call has dropped.
No, the call hasn't dropped. Queen's phone just died, so we're going to get another one for it. It'll be just one moment. This is Alicia.
All right. Okay. Well,
so bear with us. Okay, bear with us. We'll get her another phone. No problem.
All right, awesome. We'll just take a commercial break at the moment.
Okay, go right ahead. Thank you.
All right, so we'll be right back after these short, brief messages.
Ladies, it's Israel the Poet. Do you love stylish jewelry but are also health and spiritually conscious? Many stylish pieces contain metals and plastics which can irritate the skin and do absolutely nothing for the spirit. So why not be in style while aiding your spirit? Gemini Creations presents Angel Wings, our newest earring line that infuses radiant feather earrings with angelic spiritual gemstones. So look great while aiding your spirit. To check them out, visit GeminiCreations.com. That's GeminiCreations.com. Like us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/GeminiCreations. Or you can contact Tay Queen through TayQueen@Hotmail.com. That's TayQueen@Hotmail.com. Peace and blessings always.
Are you looking for a place to sell your products online? Not interested in hiring expensive web developers? Do you love to buy cultural and ethnic products directly from manufacturers? Well, look no further. NewShop.com is the number one online marketplace to buy and sell multicultural and ethnic products. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Get your free e-store, post your products to sell, and make money. Sell books, clothing and apparel, jewelry, bath products, beauty products, health products, accessories, holistic products, even e-books and downloadable music files. The list goes on. No sign-up fees, no contracts, no annoying product listing fees or confusing HTML coding. It's quick, easy, customizable. Go to NewShop.com for your 9-day free trial today. NewShop.com, the number one online marketplace for multicultural and ethnic products. That's www.NewShop. All payments and transactions on NewShop.com is securely processed through PayPal.
The Dick Gregory and Queen of Fua Cruise. As a conscious alternative to the traditional Thanksgiving holiday, you are cordially invited to the 2013 Feast of Gratitude Cruise with Dick Gregory and Queen of Fua. Call Alicia today at 888-636-5222. 888-636-5222. The Dick Gregory and Queen of Fua Cruise. 888-636-5222.
Back live, and hopefully the Queen has gotten a new phone. Are you there?
Queen is there, Queen? Okay, I think she's pressed mute. Hold on 1 second.
Okay, that's fine. All right, while we're waiting, I'll just give out the call in number. And the call-in number is 917-932-8881. You'll be able to call in and call up with your questions and comments about the womb detox. And if you have any questions for the Queen about issues that you might have gone through with
can
your
womb. Can
you
hear me? Yep. You can hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. I have a new attitude. I'm here. I have the phone.
All right.
Awesome. Yes, my dear. Okay. So we're talking about the seven steps, lifestyle steps to the care of the womb. First of all, we must know that this is an affirmation that stays with me, and I say it every day to someone. If not someone, it's always to myself. The power to heal is within me, and I have the power to heal myself. That's very important to me because when I was younger, I didn't think I had the power. I just thought I was just going to be sick. I didn't know that I could get out of it. And no one else around me felt that they could get overcome their disease either. It was just going to be a way of life, and you learn to live with it. You learn to live with disease. But when I found out there was a way out, it was like a Harriet Tubman moment, mm-hmm. and I had to escape from this toxic life that I was living in order to escape from the disease state of my womb. So I worked on myself, and I continue to encourage others to do likewise and join us in this womb wellness movement. So there works. The juice therapy is one of them. And we're 75% liquid, so we have to bring in 75% conscious healing tonics into our body to flush. And one of that would be I have on, let me see, in the recipe section, it has recipes from the Kitchen Healing Laboratory for Womb Works. And so one of those is the Womb Fruit Julep. And write this recipe down, or get the book and you'll have it. You have 1/4 cup of unsweetened cranberries or unsweetened cranberry juice, 1/4 or 1/2 cup of strawberries, 1/4 or 1/2 cup of blueberries, 1/4 or 1/2 cup of raspberries, and then juice yourself 3 apples. Organic apples could be red, could be yellow, but make sure that they're organic and there's no wax. You don't want to have a glass of wax. So you juice the apples, which helps the body to go from an acid to an alkaline state. Put that into a blender, and then you add those berries to it. And then you add extra 1 tablespoon of the green life, which is what we'll send to you as one of your formulas for your from the womb detox kit. And you blend that all together. Yum, yum. It's delicious. It tastes good. It feels good. You feel your tissues, your cells jumping for joy. Wombs, all the wombs are happy, the womb of the mind, the heart, and the physical womb. You really feel this light pouring through you. And so that's important. You could take that at least 3 or 4 times a week, that particular drink. But it's all fresh fruit. And that fresh fruit also gives us the live enzymes that the body requires to repair cells and tissues. Also, fresh fruits act as a detoxifier. And so this helps to detoxify the womb. Well, what does that mean when the womb begins to detox? You might start having a greater vaginal discharge in the beginning. The first 28 days, 30 days, the womb will start to go through a discharge, and so much more waste will come out. So don't be alarmed. It's a part of the process. It's better for it to soften up mm-hmm. and drain out than have to be cut out or lasered out. And then also you'll find yourself bleeding maybe one day longer. Maybe you're bleeding 7 days. You might bleed one day longer for that first month because all that clotting that's backed up in the uterus is starting to gather and want to pass away. So those are just a few things that you can see that's going to happen. You may be a little bloated that particular month, so you'll just start taking more water and cucumbers and parsley and watercress to drain out the excess water that you're being waterlogged with. So that's a fruit juice that you want to take in. That's your womb fruit julep to restore the bloodstream, to clear out the arteries for better circulation to the womb center, and to flush out, and you have a sweet womb. Ah, lovely lovemaking to have a sweet, pure, clean womb. Then you have your fresh vegetable juice, and then the fresh vegetable juice will be, for example, dark greens. The darker the greens, the healthier the fluoride, and the healthier the uterine walls will be. And so little cysts that may be growing up like little worms around the uterine walls, that can begin to break off and pass away. And so by taking, for example, your kale, you have 1/2 or 1/4 cup of kale. You can also have spinach leaves juice. You can also add to that celery, which is a great nervine. And that's one juice. You can have to your vegetable juice or your fruit juice 3 times a week. You can add the size of your hand, the root of the ginger. And don't boil it because you kill some of the nutrition and life-giving energy. You juice it and you put that in your fruit juice or your vegetable juice. Now, vegetables and fruits do not combine, but ginger can go into either one of those. And for those who just maybe have ginger powder, then use 1/4 teaspoon of the ginger powder. But, of course, the ginger root does much more. And it acts like laser surgery. It burns away the congestion. You could take that same ginger and give yourself a beautiful hydrotherapy bath and juice yourself 1 cup of ginger. Yes, a cup of ginger. Take a few tablespoons from that ginger and put that into your vegetable juice or in your fruit juice, and then put that into your bath water. Add to your bath water 2 pounds of salted Dead Sea salt. Turn off the light. Light a candle if you choose to, a light a candle in your heart. It could be a lavender candle for higher consciousness. It could be a blue candle for inner peace. It could be and it also represents the Sky Mother. And you can use the white candle for clarity. So those are some of your candles. You may have a stone, black tourmaline, if there's been like danger around your uterus, about pain and suffering and hurt and toxic intercourse. So you want to really take away the emotional damage. And it will leave. It won't stay. Everything is passing. You know, even a hurt can pass. It can pass away, and you can be left with a great healing. So that's the water work. So your juice therapy, your vegetable juice that I recommended, your fresh fruit juice, your healing bath, and then you have your live foods. So you want your live food, most of it are not going to go all the way live. So let's just do transitional conversation. Say 50% of your diet is live foods and 50% may be steamed. And over time, you get more and more live foods into the equation until that's how you're eating. It's about the sun. Now, live foods is about the sun. I'm looking on the opposite page of the Care of the Womb, and in this page is a symbol of the Sky Mother, symbolically, and her arms are stretched up. Her arms are always stretched up, reaching up, and her legs are stretched down. And now what you see, sunlight, the sun at night, metaphorically travels through the sky. And the sky is symbolic of the mother, of the great mother. And the sunlight travels from the crown, the consciousness, like up as above, so below, as the great mother, so within. And then it travels down to the face, so the face becomes light, enlightened, clear, not vexed, not angry, but beautiful and open, receptive. That sunlight, you can see it now traveling into the throat. So what she's saying is of light and enlightenment. That sunlight is now traveling, it's going down to the heart, and it finally gets into the womb. And by the sunrise, the earth, the sun, the sky opens up in a squat and bears the sunlight to all of us. And that's what happens as we go in at nighttime. We're going through a healing as we sleep. Light is going through us, and when we wake up, we are more aware of what the lessons are. As we keep cleansing, we understand why things happen from the past. We understand what's going on right now, and we get enlightened to what we can do going forward in our future as we keep bringing in more sunlight. Now, the sun goes into the plants and gives it pigmentation, so it goes through a process of photosynthesis. So the sunlight now is captured in the plants. So I said, whatever issues you are going through with your womb life, go to the garden, sisters, go to the garden. Men, go to the garden, go to the garden. Men and women, if you go to the garden, you will be healed. You'll be purified. Now, you know there's apples in the garden, too. And I don't think that you're going to be cursed if you have an apple. I think if you have an apple, you'll be purified. But also in that garden are flower essences to handle the emotional body. And then there are physical herbs for healing of the womb, such as your goldenrod to break down tumors, such as your alfalfa and dandelion to build up your blood count if you're a bit anemic from the heavy bleeding. So everything that you need, your salads that you have twice a day, sun food, you're having sun food now. That's the whole point. Live foods gives you sun food. You become more aware. You become so peaceful. So powerful, just like the sun. Sometimes the sun is going so hot, people have to run in the house. There's so much light. Or you can't look directly at the sun. There's some gazers who have enough power to look upon the sun. But the average person can't look upon the sun because it's too toxic. The sun has power, you know. So, and the sun gives us energy. It gives the food energy. It gives us energy. And so as we're taking more foods in that has been cooked by the sun, not by the stove, we become brilliantly healthy. Then you have 2 salads a day. You have fresh fruit bowls at breakfast time or your fresh sauces, and you're starting to feel you're having fresh vegetable juice uncooked, of course, fresh fruit juice uncooked. So really now at this point, 75% of everything you take in is live, life-giving. That little bit of black rice or brown rice, a little live couscous or bulgur wheat, you know, lighter grains, quinoa, those are light. It won't cause damage to the body because you're having so much green. And then if you're having, for those who are vegetarians, then have your, you know, there's levels of vegetarian life. You can have the heavier proteins, which are your beans and your tofu, your tempeh. That's heavier and it's going to cause more tumors. So you want to come away from the tempeh and tofu if there's a tumor, cyst, bleeding, and clotting. And then there's beans, which is a higher vibration, the back beans, pinto beans, garbanzo beans. And make sure you soak them. Cook them in bay leaf. Cook them in ginger to get rid of the gas. And chop up some okra. A cup or two of okra once it's all, the beans are all cooked, and put that in there into that pot. And that acts as a natural laxative, so you don't get that impaction in the colon from the beans. And then you go a little bit higher, and you take your lentil soup, and you go and your pea soup, that's vegetable protein. And then you go a bit higher, and then you'll take your seed vegetables, your spirulina, and your sea moss. That's your protein. And then you're taking underneath that would be your sunflower seeds and pumpkin seeds for the male prostate, especially. You soak a half a cup of pumpkin seeds for the male prostate overnight. Put that in the blender with a quart of water. Blend that. Add some agave or some dried fruit in just to sweeten it. Put a little cinnamon in if you like or nutmeg. Blend that and strain it. And you have a lovely milk. You have a pumpkin milk. You can make a sunflower milk. You can make a sesame seed milk. You can make an almond milk. It's a party of wellness. So that live food is what cooked from the sun is the second point. The third bullet is your nature herbs, which I just mentioned a few of them. And then you have your water therapy, which I just mentioned that too. That's in your healing bath. Taking your healing bath, taking your healing showers. That's the shower just run on your uterus, or your prostate, for the uterus, for the woman. Massage it. As a matter of fact, if you're a couple, they also take the season together. The women and the men, the husband and the wife, the mates. It's going to be so much fun. You're going to be so in tune. I want to just say this. Don't make love for 28 days and do this for 28 days. The lovemaking that you're having now is called play. The lovemaking you're going to have 28 days of doing some real beautiful womb healing, cleansing, and rejuvenating. And the male is rejuvenating his prostate and his heart and releasing all that congestion and back. The energy and power, when you just look at each other, you'll have an orgasm. So forget about touching. It goes deeper. And you'll get visions from there. You'll see them. You'll get the whole world together. So that's called next level. It's worth you going in and taking some time and get your womb detox kit. So we move ourselves from the water therapy and the healing baths and showers and everything and drinking our 8 glasses of water and flushing to movement and breath. And so the movement and breath is I put together 108 movements, and I was really ecstatic the other morning. I was looking at one of the Discovery shows, and I was talking about in India where the women do a sacred dance. I said, oh, my. And they then said 108 movements. I almost passed out for joy. I was tuned in the 108. But the 108 also represents that's the number for transformation and also the number of endings for new beginnings. So it's like a crossroads from a sleeping, a hostile, hurt womb to a joyous, beautiful, luscious, precious uterus. And so even hearing this, and many hear this this show now, they'll say, wait a minute, I want a woman who's going to be living this lifestyle. If he's doing any kind of healing and cleansing, he wants to have a mate living this lifestyle because it's a different type of a woman when she's junk and fried and fast and processed and she's mad at the world and she's bleeding and clotting. It's a different kind of relationship. So here it is. And so from those movements, there's one of my favorite movements is the squat, which I called Os, the seat of Os, the seat of power. And it challenged me when I went to Kemet, which is miscalled Egypt, went to Kemet, and I saw Mother Ast squatting like a little stool, and she was very close to the earth, and she was looking out over these instruments, these surgical instruments So you think medicine started with Hippocrates? No. He's late. He was a student. He was a student of Imhotep, of our ancestors. So all of that wisdom that appears to be Greek philosophy was ancient African culture, high culture and consciousness. And so sitting in a squat, if your womb is tilted, scraping down because it pumps the high